Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This was a very kind of different sort of WNBA draft. And in a weird way, it was really all based around, I kind of think, two people. It was the whole Caitlin Clark-Angel Reese rivalry again. We knew Caitlin Clark was going to go number one. When did Angel Reese go? I think she went six or seven or five or six or something like that. But I was kind of surprised that even as I'm kind of looking around the plane, there's a bunch of people looking at Caitlin Clark.
I would say it really is amazing. And I'm living it firsthand because I got young girls in my house, right? The older ones are gone, but still the young girls. And
I'm sure you'll get a texter who'll be like, tell your girls that sucks. No, be a dad.
No, it's amazing. Upset. I watched the entire draft.
You what?
With them. Calling out the girls' name.
They wanted to watch it.
The draft.
I know, but wow.
No, and I was amazed at it. And I'll say this. This is why I think it's real. And I'm sorry, Billy, but I don't think it's going anywhere. This is the only thing. That has taking my girl's attention away from Taylor Swift. It is 100% centered on Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark this, Caitlin Clark that. Other college stars who are now in the WNBA, they know their names. I never thought something could take their obsession away from Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I am not even kidding. It's freaking Caitlin Clark. Some 22-year-old basketball player who now plays for the Indiana Fever. With that, knowing that Taylor Swift concert tickets are impossible to get, and even if you do are able to, find them, paying for them is a whole nother thing. I went ahead and I bought tickets. Indiana Fever versus Connecticut Sun, May 14th.
So you jumped ahead.
I did, but listen, jumping ahead, I'm still suffering from the cost because every single ticket, every single game that Caitlin Clark's team is playing, all those tickets have doubled or tripled in price. It's amazing how expensive it is. For now, crappy tickets, by the way. Like, I didn't splurge. I didn't do the Gresh thing.
There's not a bad nosebleeds. Yeah, there's not a bad seat in that building. It's only about $8,000, $8,500. You'd be totally fine watching a game there. Good sight lines. No, Mohegan is big but quaint, I would say.
So, okay, good. That's good to know because I was like, listen, guys, sorry.
It's not like sitting back row at the Garden where you feel like you're a mile
away. I had never
away.
Seen it before. Okay, so good.
No, no, no.
I feel better about it now.
The Garden is double the size of the Mohegan Sun Arena, if not double plus.
But I think the big picture is, like, when it's all said and done, like, the growth of this franchise, maybe this is just a pie in the sky. Maybe this is, like, an outlier. But if you're going to look at how the NBA changed to become important, it was Bird and Magic. That draft and that competition in college that bled into the NBA. To me, this feels like the same thing.
Well, you know what it is it's the blueprint. And I think you picked up on kind of the way the NBA has sort of blown themselves up, not in a bad way, meaning how they turn their league into what it is. They based it around the superstar. It's in the NBA, rarely have they sold the team. Think about it. We go all the way back to the 80s. It was really Celtics-Lakers for about an eight-year period winning championships. You knew that both teams were really good, but what was pushed? Bird Magic. Michael Jordan, twice, three-peat. They're not pushing the three-peat. They're pushing Michael Jordan. On and on and on. The Lakers had great success. Push Kobe Bryant. We've heard about the greatness of the Golden State Warriors and sort of the dynasty we're living in with them right now. But what do you really remember about them? Thompson, Curry, Draymond. This is the WNBA's first time, I think, where they have a real sort of kind of megastar on their hands in their world. This is the first time the WNBA has been able to go down the road of let's push Dr. J, let's put, you know what I mean? Pushing the individual superstars of that league. That's the way the NBA built it. So now it took, what, 20 years for the WNBA to have a polarizing national star to where they somebody can go to the, and I forget the name of the lady who is the head of the WNBA, but to where she can go, hey, I can now bust out the David Stern file and say, oh my God, here's what it is.
And just last thing to take the pin out of that comp, I just wonder, the league's got 13 players, right? There's obvious, like, a massive amount of hysteria involved with the league, and especially Caitlin Clark. I just go, okay, why not Boston? Why doesn't Boston have a team? There's plenty of room for a – and if, especially if this is a pro town, and if you've basically legitimized the sport to another level – why not Boston? Why not two? Why not three teams in the Garden?
Too close to Connecticut, number one. So there is the whole rights thing that everybody worries about. It's why Hartford doesn't have a hockey team, because they're stuck in the middle of, say, New York and Boston, who have big fan bases, and it's why the Whale left Hartford originally. Here's the other thing, too. Name me another state in the union that cares about women's basketball as much as Connecticut.
Well, okay, you're right, because they got UConn there, okay?
UConn is the pro team in Connecticut.
Yep.
It's all they have, really. Having worked there, there are UConn fans, and then they all splinter off into Red Sox, Yankees, Giants, Mets, Jets, whatever, right? You're never going to find another state that will treat women's basketball as its pro team. You put the WNBA here in Boston, you're not sniffing the Big Four. You're not, I mean, there's still college, whatever as well, but still, that's going to be more popular, arguably. In the state of Connecticut, they've already trained all those people there to care about women's basketball. And I do think when the first version of the Connecticut Sun hit, whenever they got their team in the WNBA, I think there were a couple of high-profile UConn players who I think started on that team, and however they ended up getting their draft or whatever, it was, well, it's going to draw fans because this is what people care about in
Connecticut. See, I think it would work here personally. I think it would, and even if the team stayed in Connecticut, it's crazy. Like, could you have it all in the Garden? You'd have the Bruins, you'd have the Celtics, and a WNBA team.
No, that would be a
logistical nightmare. Even though the season is,
it'd be an utter waste of the Garden.
Why?
You're not going to the Garden for no.
See, here's what this is.
No,
where you're going.
No, to start out, if I'm the owner of a WNBA team that's bringing it to Boston, I'm going to BU.
Oh, okay.
Put me in a 6,000 seat building,
okay.
Not a 20,000 seat building that I'm not going to put a. Hey, look, as much as the Mohegan Tribe is tied into the WNBA and the Connecticut Sun or whatever, if they could fill the Hartford Civic Center for WNBA action, they would do it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you see her salary?
Yeah, it's funny. A texter sent in, can you believe Caitlin Clark only going to make $75 a year while prima donnas make $40 million per year? Well, I would also say this. The gross revenue of the WNBA and the gross revenue of the NBA are not even close.
I know. It's not even. People are acting like, oh, you need to pay her more money.
And there's players' unions involved and stuff like that. You know, I think the WNBA players just started recently maybe getting representation in terms of a union or something like that. But, yeah, it's all – basically it's all relative. And Caitlin Clark really is the first kind of – I'm just trying to think, Christian – the first real crossover WNBA superstar. Like Diana Taurasi, if you know basketball, you know her, you know Sue Bird. And they've all had their moments of whatever. But they didn't sell out the draft for them. They didn't run through. How about this? From extra small through double X. That's a wide range of clothes. It took an hour for the Caitlin Clark jerseys from extra small to 2X to sell out. There's been no one like her. This is the opportunity the WNBA has been waiting for. And quite honestly, it brings up something negative. But Gigi Bryant, who unfortunately perished with her dad Kobe in the helicopter accident, there were a lot of people who thought when Gigi Bryant gets to the WNBA, look out. It's Kobe's daughter. Yeah, she'll be really good, all that stuff, right? That's where I think the WNBA was like, man, this is when it's really going to pop for us. And unfortunately, they pass away. And now you have Caitlin Clark, who is really that big first crossover kind of superstar. So maybe this all fades. Maybe in 2 years, Caitlin Clark is just another name in the crowd. But if she goes and wins Rookie of the Year, then I don't think the hype train's going to slow down.
Well, it shouldn't, because I got my orange sweatshirt with the little white silhouette of the girl like doing the whole layup. I got that going.
You did, didn't you?
But I've had it for a while, though. Again, if you have girls that are hoopers,
there's like, nothing you can do. You got to be in.
Like, look, I'm part of the group.
Right.
We're all in the same hood now.
There you
hood
go. Hood D. Oh, there you go. The 401. Here it is, Christian. Here's what you need to tell your girls. You're crazy. She may be a superstar, but it's a terrible product. Nobody goes see them. It's just a sideshow. So when you go home today, I want you to look at your 11-year-old girl and you say, the guy from the 401 says, you believe in nothing. You believe in a poof. That's it. You go home. And
I'm in it now.
You need to break that 12-year-old's heart.
Hey, it's still
by
cheaper
telling
than,
her that this
still,
is nothing.
It's still cheaper than Celtics tickets,
oh,
Bruins
you
tickets, and Patriots tickets.
The 413, you need to go to your daughter and say the WNBA will never work, not enough fans from the 413.
I'm going to add this to the list of
you
things
know what?
I need to tell them.
Just do what you should do, little girl. You cheerlead, and you
down.
Might, yeah, write it down.
Write it
so
down.
You can tell your kid, damn it, how dare you get into this? Anyway.